Okay, we'll call the Conference Committee on House Bill 2792 to order, and we'll open a work session on House Bill 2792B. And the purpose of the meeting is to consider the proposed amendments to House Bill 27B, and the Legislative Council has drafted proposed Conference Committee amendments. And we've got copies, I think, of the amendment, but not the engrossed. Is that right? That's what she's going after now?
Right.
So let's just stand at ease for a minute until she gets back with it.
Mr. Chair, why don't I go ahead and just put the motion, that way we can have the council go through it.
That's fine.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we amend the House Bill 2792B with the B8 amendments.
Okay, you've heard the proposal. Any objections to that?
You probably should ask for discussion first, but
yeah.
I will say that I prefer the 3-year.
Go ahead and have your discussion.
I prefer the 3-year. So I'm assuming that's what's in the B-engrossed version. I just wanted to confirm that, since it says delete 3-year and insert 1-year. So I actually support the B-engrossed version for the 3-year.
All right. Mr.
Chair. Senator Provansky?
Yeah, regarding the amendment that we have before us, the B-8s, this is something, after myself talking with various individuals and organizations, decided to change the current version of this portion of the bill from a 3-year limitation before a person who was eligible to seek the restoration of their gun rights back to a 1-year period. And Mr. Chair, you'd asked some questions about how this may work out, and it's my belief that the way it is written, if we adopt the B8, and when a person completes whatever time they have, in the sense of if they're on post-prison supervision, on parole, or on probation, at the conclusion of that time, they would have 1 year to wait until they would be eligible to apply to the appropriate circuit court to have their rights restored.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion on the amendments? Sir, was it?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The question is, will the is that window open for the convicted felon once he reaches that period, 1 year after he's been released or whatever? Is that window open for the rest of his days, or is it open for only a short period of time?
Mr. Chair, the way it's written, they would be eligible any time after the 1 year has passed into perpetuity. I guess there could be an issue if that individual unfortunately found themselves being convicted of another crime that would put them out of compliance. Then that window would have closed, because they wouldn't have been eligible after the conviction.
Absent the reconviction, there is no.
Okay. That's right.
Thank you.
And Senator, on all occasions, they'd be going back before a judge to make that decision.
That's correct. If someone actually, let's say, thought that they were eligible, not knowing that they weren't, and they made that application, I would assume that the court, more than likely through the district attorney's office, would raise an objection saying this individual is not qualified because of these prohibitions, whatever those might be. And it could be that the crime was preempted out, but that's correct.
Okay. Any other discussion on the amendments? Senator Dingfelder, did you find kind of what you were looking for?
Yeah, I still think that 3 years is an adequate grace period, and so I voted for the original bill with that in there, so I will just state for the record that that's what I support, or I should say the B-engrossed version. It's in the B-engrossed version.
You want to make your motion?
I've got it here, and I'd like a little discussion, and I'd like to say that, you know, we've been trying for some time to make sense of the laws to allow people to carry on a snowmobile or on a, especially the motorcycle operator, so that they were, so the law-abiding citizens had a law they could comply with. And this reaches it, and I know we had to, as we do down here in making sausage, we sometimes combine other things. This combines other bills, and I will be supporting the motion. And Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the B8 amendments to House Bill 2792.
Okay, Co-Chair Barker has moved the Dash 8 amendments into House Bill 2792. Any further discussion? And the objection, Representative Dingfelder, Senator Dingfelder.
Motion still passes.
Yeah, still passes. The amendments are in.
Mr. Chair, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 13th and that the bill be further amended with the D8 amendments and repassed.
Co-Chair Barker has moved that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 13th that the bill be further amended with the B8 amendments and repassed. Any more further discussion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, just I think to put on the record, 2 years ago, Co-Chair Barker and I were attempting to work through some of the issues that are before us today. That was came to our attention at the conclusion of the session where there was no time regarding the drafting language that was included in that particular bill opened the door for many felons that neither of us intended to see being eligible, such as the ones that are related and are found on such as Measure 11 crimes. And so I am in support of the bill. I think this actually brings us full circle to take care of what we intended 2 years ago to make certain ATV, motorcycle, and snowmobilers have clarity as to what they can or can't do, and making certain that those individuals that have committed very horrendous, heinous type of crimes, and most of them with some type of a weapon, are not going to be eligible, or others who have made mistakes, they've served their time and should have the opportunity to get their to apply to get their gun rights back.
Okay, thank you. Anything further?
On the back next page.
Those are in opinion that House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 13th and the bill will be further amended with the B8 amendments and repassed will say aye.
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 Opposed? I didn't hear you. Did you say aye?
I'm okay with the underlying bill. I don't like the amendment.
So that's a yes.
I will vote yes for now.
Those opposed? Let's have a roll. Clerk call a roll.
Aye.
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 The work session with House Bill 2792 has amended. Has concurred. I believe that we're done, aren't we?
We are. I'll be so kind to carry the bill on the amendment back to the Senate if you'd like me to.
That would be fine.
And right. Someone on the House side as well.
Jeff, want to carry it?
Sure.
Okay.
And then we need to sign the paperwork after you conclude.
And so the conference committee is closed.